This is Pants in the Boot, a podcast that suggests that words mean things, even if they don't mean the same things as the same words. I'm Glenn Fleischman, a little confused, in Seattle, Washington, in the United States. With me on this episode are Gene in Portland, Oregon, Chris in Broughty Ferry near Dundee, Scotland, James in Glasgow, Erica in Edmonton, Alberta, and Sarah in Auckland, New Zealand. Folks, numbers. I got numbers. Big numbers here. We have house numbers. House numbering is a odd topic because it's not something that's like an inherent to houses. It's something that when cities were built and villages and whatever, it's not like it's like, oh, we need to have a number on a house. Something that arose and it arose in different places in different ways. How are houses or addresses numbered in the places that you live?
I want to know why this was even a question, although I do watch a lot of Midsummer Murders, and I am very jealous of all the people who live in named houses. Like, I want my house. I mean, technically, my apartment building has a name, but it doesn't feel the same.
Well, there is that. I mean, I'll be shipping stuff to the UK before the new VAT regime, insert angry emoticon here, for my type-related business, and it'll be like, you know, Merthington Schmartz in The Walls, Finkelbang, UK, and then a postal code. I'm like, what the? I don't even know. There doesn't look like an address to me. I'm making this up too much. But
I've had, I know people that have lived in villages where there weren't street names. There was just a number. So you would be like number, you know, 13 village.
Wow.
Yeah, we've got some rural addresses here in New Zealand that are that way. It's the rural post where middle of nowhere. And so they'll have just a number and a an area, I think. That's how it works. Like, I mean, like I'm an effete urbanite, so I'm talking out my ass here a little bit.
I grew up in the country and it was the opposite where we were. They had the county that we lived in had everything numbered based on distance from the firehouse, I believe, is what it was.
Oh, wow.
So you had two different numbers and they were each attached to a direction so that the fire service could find you. And everywhere I've gone and had to give my address, like my parents' address, they've been like, what? What was that? So I'm going to say this is not actually my parents' address. I have changed the numbers. But my parents' address sounds a lot like West, which is just a W. So West 372, South 17162 Prairie Lane.
Oh, like, is that what that means? I've seen that occasionally and never known.
Yeah, rural southern Wisconsin has south and west, or depending on where you are, it could be like north and east. And that tells the fire department like which direction to go, because the roads are not straight. There's not a grid. It's all very curvy and hilly and stuff. And at one point while I was growing up, we actually had to move the house numbers. It was on the front of the house, and they came up with this rule like, that's not every house is visible enough. So now you have to have a post and set it like exactly this many feet off of the edge of the road so that the fire department can find you.
We had, when I lived in Maine, I did live in somewhat rural Maine for a bit, and there was fire road. I didn't live on one, but there'd be nearby. You'd be, you know, it's fire road 57, and your house would be, you know, like number 7 Fire Road 57, because the fire department, exactly, that's your mail address, and it's also where they could find you if there were a fire.
Yep. And the name of the, like, on their mailing address, it says one town, but they don't actually live in that town. They're technically in a different town, but the rural town that they're in doesn't have a post office, so their post office, like their address, is a town that they don't live in. It's very strange.
My favorite thing in Seattle is I once had an office at East 7300 Green Lake North, and there was also a west, south, and east, west, and you're like, whoa, whoa.
I wanted to address, Chris had noted in our notes that American house numbers in the thousands amuse me.
Yeah.
So my home address when I was growing up was in the tens, 10,000s. And I think it's perfectly logical. I think it depends where you live. But in Miami, where I grew up, all the streets were numbered, pretty much hardly any named streets. And the streets ran from downtown Miami, which it's another episode, but from downtown, at, you know, First Street to where we lived, which was 193rd Street. And then the houses were numbered off of 193rd Street, like 19301, 19311, 19321. That was my house. And so I always was charmed by these places that have like 6, comma, you know, whatever. I'm like, 6 what? What can that be?
So. Yeah, ours are based on streets too.
Yeah, that's quite common. Yeah, like New Zealand, we don't have like, when I moved to living in Chicago and my street number was in the thousands. And then, of course, you get other parts of Chicago where, yeah, it's also in the 10,000s. And you'd have the 1300 block. You'd have the 1400 block of like Halsted Street or something like that. Mm-hmm. And it's just bonkers to me because, yeah, it's like I'm sure there are some streets or roads here in New Zealand where you might get up to 100 houses on them, but generally not. And most of them is in the, it's in the tens. And that's it. And the weird thing that I found in Chicago was that, like, the street doesn't change name. It's the same street for, like, going off towards the horizon. Yeah. Yep. And you may be, like, 20,000 number, and it's still the same street name. Whereas in New Zealand, yeah, like, when my mother moved here from the Netherlands, she just thought it was bonkers that you'd be driving along one street and then suddenly it would change name.
That's why I wanted to ask Jean. So this is exactly why I was perplexed, because in my naive little child brain, if you're like, you know, 19,412, it's because there were 19,411 houses before you. But it's not that.
No, it's
it's a prefix, you know, sort of the street number is a prefix and then the numbers tagged off of that are...
You're hiding the postcode in the number.
Well, postcodes.
But there's no separation, right? So if you're 193rd Street and then number 412, that would become...
Yeah, no, it is
83,412.
No, but as soon as you get to 196, and you know, then they go 19621 instead of 19321. Many thousands of numbers are missing in between.
Most blocks don't have 100 houses on them. There's like usually 4 or 5 of them. So if you're on 122nd Street, your address might be 12201 if you're on the corner, or 12200 if you're
between
on the corner.
That 122 and the 01, do you typographically put a space in there?
No.
Or is it just one long number?
It's one number.
How do you know where the split is?
It's split.
Don't actually.
There's some kind of postal system, because on my block, like even in odd numbers or opposite sides of the street, is that a thing elsewhere?
Yes.
I've got a whole rule I'm going to read to you in a minute.
Oh, okay. Well, so I live on the even side of the street, and we're 1902, 1904, 1910, 1912, 1918, I think. And there's no houses in between. Across the street, I think there's like a 1905, and I'm like, I don't know why the numbers are missing, but it seems to have there's some rule about separation across space, but all the blocks in Seattle are different, as they are in not every city, but many cities.
Yeah, I think they left room for more houses.
And here it's implied that the last two numbers are basically just the, you know, where are you on that block, and anything before that is based on the street.
My brain's still hurting, right?
Okay. That's our job.
I'm not going to get my real address, but let's say I live on 42 Victoria Road.
That's a named street. That's very different.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. See, I'm with you because I grew up.
What does the address look like?
I came from a place that was more like Sarah, you were talking about, with named streets where the street's name would just change. And I moved here to a place that's completely numbered. And it took some getting used to, but I recognize now that it actually makes sense, because when somebody gives you their address, you basically can pinpoint almost exactly where they are in town by simply just looking at their address without having to know anything else. Because if it's, you know, 122nd Street, or you know, 12250, then you can then you know kind of like which street that they live on.
You just knew the word north.
Well, because streets count in both directions.
Avenues and streets.
Downtown Miami, South First Street and North First Street. So there's two First Streets, but they're not. There's one Northeast and one Southeast, one Northwest, one Southwest. That is it.
Southwest, yep.
But then avenues, you always put the directions after. After the avenues, you put the directions after the avenues.
I'm trying to hold on to this. Erica, help me out. Okay. What does the first line of an address look like? If it's 12204, that's 122nd Street, number 4.
And then
does anything come after that?
And then there's a space. Yeah. And then there's the after that is the street that you actually live on. So say let me tell you.
No, it's the cross street.
No, that's the cross street that you live near. Sorry. The cross street. So you live on. So there's an avenue which goes east and west.
Same as Miami.
East and west are the avenues. and north and south are the streets. So if your address is 12201 118th Street, you live on 118th Street, and the nearest cross street is 122nd Avenue. Right. So basically, damn, you've given somebody...
Yes. Oh, God!
But you don't know that... So, and the direction is an issue, though, because we can have... In Seattle, if I was at, like, 12205 123rd East 123rd Street, I might not know if that's a north or South Avenue address.
Well, so our addresses would also have, like, you know, so like 118th Street Northwest. The thing is, Edmonton, everything is in the Northwest because for some reason they put center in a place that's not the city center. So.
Do you put directionals after, always after? Because we're with streets, directionals are always before streets. After avenues.
Oh, interesting.
No, here it's all of them.
I wondered about that.
Are these directions the directions of the streets heading in or where it is relative to a center?
Relative to the center.
Yeah. And yeah, Seattle has multiple centers. So we actually have, a region in town that has no directions because it's a multiple street or multiple avenue area in which the directions are set. They go north from one point and south from the other, but in the middle, there's no directional. So you can have the same address with slightly different directionals or no directional in Seattle, and it could be in one of, I believe it's six different places.
James, you've got a really clear document there that clearly states how to properly number things.
Yes. So I have found the Glasgow numbering convention algorithm, which I didn't know was a thing. And it does really sound like code. I shall read it now. Glasgow Cross is taken as the center of the city, brackets origin. Numbers increase in a direction away from the origin. The general rule is odd numbers on the left-hand side of the street, even numbers on the right-hand side of the street. For subsequent streets, numbers increase in a direction away from the adjoining main street nearest the origin. This process continues until all streets are covered.
And morale improves.
In exceptional circumstances, for example, a cul-de-sac where it is unlikely a street will ever be extended or made a through road, consecutive numbers should be allocated commencing with number one on the left and numbering clockwise. Omission of number 13 is standard practice in all circumstances. Also, when a gap site is being developed, i.e. there's a blank bit, they allocate the numbers for those already. So you will have like number two, number four, then there'll be a gap. And if that gap is three buildings wide, then you'll increase the numbers as you go.
Okay,
see,
so
it's simple.
I have to tell a story that sounds totally unrelated, but it's completely related into that description, which is a boss I had decades ago. He went off to Japan for a trip, and he came back with this amazing story about how you find places in Japan. And he said he had been told while there that the fax machine was invented in Japan because it was so hard to find things. And what he said is, and I've confirmed with other people who grew up in Japan or had visited, is that in Japan, I just looked this up just to make sure I was not wrong about this thing, is streets are not a unit of address. There are other things like prefecture, municipality, subdivision, kome, which are numbered districts, and blocks, which are called bonds. So there's all those numbers, but the number of a building has no correspondence to where it is. It's the number in which it was built. So... So what he described was you get into a cab, and this is, of course, before, you know, any kind of internet access or even WAP or anything like that in those days. WAP for the old people, not for the young people. And so you'd get into a cab and the driver would pull out a bunch of maps and they would get you as close as they knew how to get you to a place. Then they would find a police call box.
It's police station.
They'd go and they'd pull up to a police station or a call box. So the police needs call. And they'd pull out the map and the police officer would often either know or pull out a map. They would consult, pointed a bunch of stuff. The driver would get back in and he or she would drive closer and closer to your destination until you got close enough for them to figure it out and drive around and use the block number. But the joke was, and I don't think this is a joke, was that, you know, you took a cheap modem, a cheap thermal paper printing thing and a cheap scanner and made a fax machine because everyone was needed to get each other a map of how to get to each other in Japan. I'm like, that is a very plausible explanation for it. They had all the technology and all the motivation. So it could be worse.
That's terrible.
Yeah, I remember like when I was living in Chicago, I think it's similar to Miami where north and south. So so like you would have north Halstead, south Halstead. But the really bonkers ones was that it was east and west, of course. But the starting point for the north-south running street that the east-west streets went off was in the downtown of the city. Now, anyone that knows Chicago knows that it's right up against the lakefront. Oh, and historically, when that dividing line was put in, Chicago was tiny. And so it's like it made sense for that was the dividing line between West and East. However, now contemporarily, Chicago is enormous and it is spread out far, far west. So virtually all the streets are 1, 2, 3, 4 west something or other street, because finding 1, 2, 3, 4 east something or other street would be ridiculous, because that would be in Lake Michigan. And because so the numbers for the east streets are really tiny, but the numbers for the west streets are enormous, because it just, you can keep on going through to Iowa. Every street in Chicago is a west something or other, because of the fact that like there's virtually no east something or other.
They did the same thing in Edmonton, because we have a river valley, and I arbitrarily decided that it's going to start here, but then all of the big development happened on the north side of the river valley, kind of to the west, and the city has grown north and west as opposed to south and east. Almost everything, almost like people often will not put the northwest in their address in Edmonton because it's just assumed, but it is technically part of the address as far as the post office goes. And I did share a screenshot of like a little piece of a map in Edmonton to show that, you know, if you are on near the corner of 88th Avenue and 100th Street, your address, I just picked a random address, could be like 10003 if you're close to the edge, 88th Avenue Northwest. So yeah, we do have the Northwest after both avenues and streets.
That always bugged me. And you know, when I, after moving out of Miami, Seattle is like this and Portland is not, but apparently Edmonton is. It's like, why wouldn't you put the Northwest in front of the 88 and divide up the numbers so that it don't all run together and you have like house number?
Oh yeah, that'd be nice.
We've all been on a road to nowhere, and so maybe we can find our houses someday in the future. Thanks to Gene, Chris, James, Erica, and Sarah. This has been Pants in the Boot. I'm your host, Glenn Fleischman. We are part of the fine Incomparable Network that you can find at theincomparable.com. Many more shows and ways to subscribe, listen to episodes immediately after they're taped, and see our huge back catalog of programs. Our theme music is by Chris Breen. Thanks for listening.